If you've turned on the TV in Southern California recently, chances are you've heard this.
We have rampant homelessness. Our people are living in fear for their safety, and politicians at City Hall are just in it for themselves. I'm running for mayor because I love our city.
Or this.
LA needs Rick Caruso as mayor because LA needs change. Rick is not just a talker, he's a doer.
Those are just two of the ads billionaire developer Rick Caruso has been blitzing the airwaves with since he jumped into the L.A. mayor's race a couple of months ago. And a recent poll showed Caruso tied for the lead in the race with Congresswoman Karen Bass. Jim Newton teaches communication studies and public policy at UCLA. He says those ads are the number one factor when it comes to Caruso standing in the polls right now.
That is the advantage of money, is that you can get your name out and make a first impression with voters in a big way. And I think there's every reason to believe that that's exactly what he's doing and doing it very effectively.
What do you think the ads have done for him? Is it just a matter of getting his name in front of more voters' eyeballs? Do you think they're helping to introduce him to voters?
The ads clearly introduce him to voters, many of whom I'm sure have not ever heard of him. But they also, maybe most importantly, introduce him in a way that very much distinguishes him from everyone else in the race. Really, what you have is a cluster of candidates with some political experience who are offering solutions that I think to many people feel like they are government-based solutions to longstanding problems. And then Caruso comes along and introduces himself as something outside of all that. That's a time-tested strategy, I think, in his case, very much modeled on Dick Reardon's strategy in the early 90s.
Dick Reardon being the former mayor of Los Angeles, who was also a very successful business person.
Yes, and who was elected in 93 in the wake of the LA riots. So I think Caruso sees that as a model and is emulating it and has clearly identified a lane. Now, whether it's enough to win is a different question, but it's certainly enough to leap him into the first tier.
We're starting to see more and more ads from a wider range of candidates over the last few weeks. What kind of messaging do you expect to see from the candidates as they try to nail down one of the top two spots in the primary?
It seems to me a very uphill climb for anyone other than Karen Bass or Rick Caruso to make the top two at this point. But they've all got an argument to make. And it seems like at least the key issues at this point in the campaign are the ones that the candidates are spending most of the time talking about are crime and homelessness. There are distinct approaches to those issues. Just to take crime as an example, you can focus on kind of root causes of crime and neighborhood decay and education as kind of generating issues behind crime, or you can approach crime as more of a control problem and a policing problem. You're seeing various candidates take different bites at that. And I think the field is more crowded on what I would kind of describe as the center left here and more open on the center right. And that's why you're seeing Caruso make such rapid strides.
Are there particular constituencies you think the candidates need to or should be targeting?
I think the Caruso coalition, I just made that up, looks something like Reardon's, which is to say, starting with the Valley, maybe reaching into Latinos, moderates, people who are very concerned about crime, Republicans to the extent that there are Republicans left in LA. Karen Bass, I think, starts at least from a coalition that looks more like the coalition that Tom Bradley successfully navigated for years. So South Los Angeles, liberals on the West Side, a smattering of Latinos and moderates and liberals in the Valley. And then all the others are variants of that. So, each of them has a map. Each of them has a path to victory. I just would say at this point that the path for Karen Bass and for Rick Caruso is much more obvious than the path for any of the others.
City Council members Kevin De Leon and Joe Buscaino, along with LA City Attorney Mike Fuhrer, have not gained much traction yet, although Fuhrer is hoping for an assist from an adorable dachshund. Why do you think that is? These are, pretty well-known names in LA politics.
I'm particularly surprised that De Leon hasn't generated more interest. He tells his personal story over and over again, and it's interesting. But he doesn't seem to pivot into a policy agenda that's terribly inviting. Mike Fuhrer, I think who's an utterly likable guy and a very experienced political figure. But in some ways, if this becomes a sort of insider versus outsider race, he's almost the most easy to dismiss as an insider for people who are inclined to do that.
Really?
Because of his experience and because of his temperament. I think he's very mild temperamentally. He's tried to kind of come after Caruso a couple of times, and it seems to sort of fall flat. Buscaino is the one whose lackluster performance, I think, is the easiest to explain, which is that he's just been squashed by Caruso. He really positioned himself in that lane, kind of tough on law enforcement, you know, treat homelessness as a blight, not just as a tragedy. And that's the message and lane that he was in until Caruso came and took it over. So at this point, I think it's very hard for Buscaino to kind of get around Caruso's shadow.
Jim Newton teaches communication studies and public policy at UCLA. And you are listening to KCRW.